Prom is back after being canceled last year due to the pandemic. Many high schools in Chicago are choosing large venues like Soldier Field to make sure students can be socially distant. Some schools got creative and are using their outdoor spaces to make this event memorable despite the limitations. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGigot went to one prom at Senn High School on Saturday night and brings us this story.
The majestic front lawn at Senn, a Chicago public high school on the north side, is alive again as seniors walk red carpets, many wearing shiny dresses and colorful tuxedos. Light blue, off-white, and pink balloons decorate five tents. Lights hang from trees and flowers adorn a few tables. Secret Garden is this year's theme. Many students say they can't believe the school's transformation.
So I walked in and I was like already crying.
Honestly, at first I was a little hesitant because I didn't know how it was going to be because, you know, it's in the front lawn and not like the traditional setting. It's actually pretty nice. They set it up real nice.
And it really shows how much effort they put in for us.
They did a really great job. It looks beautiful.
The candles, the DJ, the flowers are giving this year's prom a new vibe. But what makes it extra special for seniors is seeing friends they haven't seen in person in more than a year. Most of this year's graduating class stayed remote the entire year.
Yo, look at my friends, bro.
Lots of hugs, lots of pictures.
Yeah, I'm just really happy right now.
Tanaya Williams and her friend Destiny Brown went all out to look their best.
I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning.
I woke up at 5 o'clock. My hair appointment was at 7 o'clock. My makeup appointment was at noon.
I had my hair done last night. I got it curled this morning.
They had prom send-offs, a family pre-celebration aimed at sending students off in style.
Yeah, my mom has been the most excited. She's been waiting for this my whole life. So, yeah, it was more for her than anything.
One student catches everyone's attention. She arrives in a white Ferrari with two escorts wearing outfits matching her gold-colored dress. After a year marked by stress, anxiety, and lots of uncertainty, this was also an emotional moment for teachers and even Principal Mary Beck.
I think I cried about three times already because the kids have just been so happy. I think this was more than they expected, which we were worried that it wasn't going to be.
Beck has never thrown an outdoor prom. Usually, prom venues take care of most details. That wasn't the case this time.
So over there, we have the popcorn machine and the snow cone. I got the first one.
Terrell Walsh is the school's IT administrator, calls himself a jack of all trades at Senn. From balloon arrangements to setting up the lights and photo banners, he and other staff worked long hours.
And then we have the dessert and the sodas over there with the food.
Sandwiches and sliders all wrapped individually to follow safety protocols. Aside from coordinating all of that, Walsh is in charge of hyping up the party.
Going on a dance floor, start dancing with the kids. That's what I do.
Yep, he's out there. And here, he's about to make a very important announcement.
Okay, 2021, Senn Prom Queen, give it up for Miss Police.
This outdoor prom gave students what they needed. Lots of dancing and the space to make memories. A grand closing after a year that never got a real beginning. Adriana Cardona-McGigot, WBEC News.
Congratulations, 2021. Thanks for coming.